Sulhekul, championed by Emperor Akbar during the 16th century, promoted religious tolerance and cultural amalgamation, fostering an atmosphere of coexistence among multiple faiths. At its core, Sulhekul translates to universal peace or peace with all. The term Sulhekul encapsulates the ideals of tolerance, peace and harmony, acting as a foundation for governance in the Mughal Empire. This policy rested on several key principles which were revolutionary for their time. Religious tolerance. Abolishment of the jizya tax, which had been imposed on non-Muslims, thus relieving a significant source of religious discrimination. The abolition of jizya under Akbar's rule was a landmark move towards achieving Sulhekul. By removing this religious tax, Akbar sent a clear message of equality and inclusion, encouraging a more cohesive society. Interfaith dialogue. A significant milestone in the implementation of Sulhekul was Akbar's establishment of the Ibadat Khana, where scholars from diverse religious backgrounds gathered to discuss their beliefs openly, fostering an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding. Adoption of a legal system that was based on a combination of Islamic law and local traditions, ensuring fairness for all subjects regardless of religion. Legal equality. Equal treatment of all citizens regardless of their religious beliefs. Cultural syncretism. Encouraging a blend of diverse cultural practices, promotion of cultural and religious festivals which celebrated diversity and encouraged mutual respect. The Sulhekul policy had far-reaching implications, creating an atmosphere where art, literature and architecture could flourish. This era saw the emergence of unique styles that blended elements from various traditions, evident in the grandeur of Mughal architecture. Sulhekul goes beyond mere tolerance, advocating for a proactive engagement with diversity and peaceful coexistence. Abul Fazl, one of the 9 jewels in Akbar's court, played an instrumental role in articulating and propagating the ethos of Sulhekul. Through these literary works, particularly the Akbarnama and the Ain-e-Akbari, Fazl not only chronicled the reign of Akbar but also provided deep insights into the philosophical underpinnings of Sulhekul. His writings offered a thorough discourse on how Sulhekul influenced governance, administrative reforms and societal norms within the Mughal Empire. Abul Fazl's eloquent exposition of Sulhekul provided legitimacy and clarity to the concept, significantly contributing to its understanding and implementation. Through these efforts, Fazl did not just document the achievements of Akbar's reign, he became an active participant in realizing the vision of Sulhekul. If you want to know anything about any other topic in history, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. Thank you.